This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd.
It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Fern.
Hello, and welcome to the Nerd Room. I'm Dr. Fern of SciFried and Nerdy FM, and this is my nerd music podcast. This is episode 11, and to date, I've featured over 200 songs from over 130 different nerd music artists on this podcast. I bring this up to say to the haters, remember when you used to tell me this wasn't a legitimate genre? Well, now it is, and it's one that's definitely on the rise. Besides growing unity among artists, promoters, venues, conventions, and the hardcore nerd community, the quality of music being produced by the artists is an ever-rising bar of excellence that is continuously reset. I just came back from a trip to Seattle. SciFried played a show with Kirby Crackle, Death Star, and Megaran. Man, what a show. What a town. What a reception. I mean, George Takei met us at the airport, but that's another story. The trip really made an impression on me. Showed me how deep the community is. We did a nerd music panel at Emerald City Comic Con with Kyle Stevens and Molly Lewis. They joined me and my bandmates. We had a full house on hand to ask us plenty of questions, and we played a nice acoustic show for the room. A lot of people in the room had never heard nerd music before. That panel was at an event that will likely top 50K in attendance when they're all said and done. And they weren't all in that room. There's a much larger audience to reach. This was just one show in one awesome town. That's why I implore you on every episode of this podcast, please tell your friends. So here we are, perched on the cusp of another summer filled with nerdy property blockbusters and more live shows, festivals, and conventions. It's going to be a banner year for nerdy entertainment. A new Star Wars movie, the next Avengers, several amazing TV shows. Yeah, I'd say 2015 is going to be pretty damned awesome. So when the rising popularity of all things nerdy meets the rising artists of the nerd music genre, great things are indeed going to happen. Man, if only Hollywood knew what kind of soundtracks they could have. Baby steps, they're learning. My apologies for my release schedule being so erratic with this podcast. SciFried's been keeping me pretty busy lately. Now, I'm not complaining, please don't think that. It's just that I love doing this show and I hate letting people down. But while I've been traveling, my head was stuffed with nerd music. I've been thinking a lot about my talk with Megaran, both on the last episode and in Seattle. This episode is going to be set completely in the modern nerd music era. There's a lot of rising talent that needs showcasing. That said, let's get into the nerd groove. Now, you guys know I have an affinity for nerd punk. So my first track for you is given because I can't believe I've never featured this amazing punk nerd band from Nevada. 3D6 is a great band that rocks, and I've done them an injustice. So I'll let their work speak for itself. Here's a track that every fanboy can relate to. Here's 3D6 with I Love Star Wars Anyway.
There were some changes to the Star Wars universe. George Lucas has become the enemy. I must admit that things have only gotten worse, but I can't forget how great they used to be. There's lots of angry people who were fans back in the day. The prequels and the new additions made them turn away. But I still have my action figures proudly on display, 'cause I love Star Wars anyway. The re-releases had me quivering with fear that the new effects would ruin every scene. But all my apprehension seemed to disappear when I saw those golden letters on the screen. They changed the scene with Greedo and the fans were all betrayed. They tried to call it self-defense when Han blew him away. But in my heart I know what really happened there that day, and I love Star Wars anyway. I wear my Jedi robes with pride, with my lightsaber at my side. Remember how you cheered when the Death Star was destroyed? Remember how you felt when Yoda died? Remember all the battles and the creatures and the droids? Remember how John Williams made you cry? When we were kids, we used to watch those movies every day. Leia was the first girl that I thought about that way. And all the Gungans in the world cannot take that away, 'cause I love Star Wars anyway. Sometimes I wanna punch George Lucas, but not as much as I wanna bang Princess Leia, 'cause I love Star Wars anyway. 'Cause I love Star Wars anyway.
With all the news surrounding the new Star Wars movie this year, I thought this song embodies the thing I'm excited about with the new hope that these new movies inspire. Now, I don't have an interview on this episode, so I'm cramming it with 20 songs that belong on the archive that is the Nerd Groove. Songs that help further define, push, and shape the genre. Megaran thought that this next artist could legit win a Grammy one day. I then got to noticing that I had woefully underrepresented him on my podcast. I will be rectifying that now. Here's a genuine nerd music anthem for you from the one and only Dr. Awkward. Here's Different.
It turns out I'm just a little bit different. Never been a sheep, I'd rather do my own thing. It turns out I'm just a little bit different. Though they wanna hate, I really don't blame them. I'm just a little bit different. Always been this way and I'm just really proud to say it. I'm just a little bit different. And money, money, bitches and money. These rappers changing the game are on the same. Man, it's funny, funny when they call me faggot. I take it as a compliment. Saying I dress nice, I'm classy and I'm confident. I'm going in, switch it up and I'm shitting on the status. Roll up women with intelligence. Instead of these so-called baddest hoes, I played it smart 'cause this business is the savage land. My dual degrees on my motherfucking backup plan. Got no tailor, live that to Wiz Khalifa. Walking around the city with a puppy on my t-shirt. good. Lick up by the bag, bag it up, homie. Always slap it before we drink it. Someone hold it up for me. Popping bottles in the club ain't appealing to us either. One bottle of Ciroc, 20 boxes of Franzia. I'm that sick. Someone tell me how real was that? My competition socks dropping like a Skrillex track. Welcome to the game. Everybody is the same. It turns out I'm just a little bit different. Never been a sheep, I'd rather do my own thing. It turns out I'm just a little bit different. No, they wanna hate, I really don't blame them. I'm just a little bit different. Always been this way and I'm just really proud to say it. I'm just a little bit different. They say I ain't have a market. Me? No market? A&R's, ha, idiots. I was doing shows in every corner of the globe before I ever signed a dollar for 3 hours worth of clothes. And that was just a hobby. Watch me when I'm serious. Got these niggas red like Eddie Murphy and delirious. Appealing to the masses, but hey, what do I know? My crowd's black and white, vitiligo. Paradigm shift. Underdog, but I get the win, and they in the fit cause they fitting in, and they just don't get how I get it in. Some new every day. Fuck what anybody say, I rock a 3-wolf tank. When I crash the BMAs, wasn't invited, I ain't tripping. Always take what I ain't giving. 24 with a chauffeur, try to tell me I ain't driven. Can't believe it's the beginning. Maybe next time y'all will listen, people itching for something that's just a little bit different. I say, welcome to the game, everybody is the same. It turns out I'm just a little bit different. Never been a sheep, I'd rather do my own thing. It turns out I'm just a little bit different. No, they wanna hate, I really don't blame them. I'm just a little bit different. Always been this way and I'm just really proud to say it. I'm just a little bit different. Welcome to the game, everybody is the same. Turns out I'm a little bit different. Never been a sheep, I'd rather do my own thing. I'm a little bit different. Don't they wanna hate, go on now, hey. Cause I'm a little bit different. Stand up with me if you're proud to say that you're a little bit different, different.
I have mad love for Doc, so much that we'll hear from him a couple more times on this very episode, so stay tuned. Now, a very quick shout out to Chuck Silver and Dammit Jim Frederick from SciFried. These nerds have been hard at work inside SciFried Studio making some magic. The music you hear in the background of this episode is from the brand new 8-bit SciFried release, which should be on our Bandcamp page for Pay What You Like by the time you hear this. I hope you dig it. Well, my love for the funk and nerdy artists that skew to the comedy side of things is no secret. I have deep respect for those who walk the path of Yankovic. I came across this next artist last year, and he's appeared on the Nerd Groove already. But I was blown away by the track I have for you next. You see, it's about the movie Predator, but it's about the just-looking-for-a-friend Predator himself, Nathan. Here's the funny and talented Bone Cage with Nathan the Predator.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Monsters like me. And if you were familiar with anthropod-like features, you'd know that I was really having a hard time being the guy who kills humans in the jungle for sport and keeps decapitated skulls in a tree. My vision's based on heat, so I wish that you could see things through my eyes. You would know that I have warmth inside my heart. Nobody seems to like me. If you shoot me, I will bleed. Even though it might be a little bit green. And everyone stop blaming me for all these goddamn bodies in the trees. Cause that's not me. I'm Nathan. You can call me Predator. Ooh. arms, but you tore out my heart with your cruel, insensitive words. My vision's based on heat, so I wish that you could see things through my eyes. You would know that I have warmth inside my heart, and I hang out in the trees because nobody seems to like me. If you shoot me, I will. You can call me Predator. And I'm sorry I killed your friends. And I'm sorry I blew that island up. And I'm sorry I killed Carl Weathers and Jesse Ventura. Can we make up? My vision's based on heat, so I wish that you could see.
You are one ugly motherfucker.
Funny.
Man, that song is a trip. You must check out the brilliant video on YouTube as well. Hilarious and sometimes uncomfortable. Which actually segues nicely into the next track I have for you. Professor Shy Guy and Mark with a C have both made numerous appearances here on the Nerd Group. Both have a passion for exposing the genre and work tirelessly, relentlessly, and sometimes thanklessly. They are two good men that I am proud to call friends. And they have a mischievous side also. When Professor Shy Guy contacted me to do a track for his Rhythm and Bloops album, I jumped at it, and it was fun. After I recorded my track, I really got to wondering who and what other songs were to be used. Nothing could have prepared me for this next track. It is a legendary sight to behold watching this performed live. So just close your eyes and picture it and let it happen. Here's Professor Shy Guy and Mark with a C and Red Light Special.
Touch it if you like to go down. I'll let you go further if you take the southern route.
Don't go too fast,
don't go too slow.
You got to let your body flow. I like 'em attentive,
and I like 'em in control.
Maybe it's yours.
If you want it tonight, I'll give you the red light special all through the night. Baby, it's yours.
All yours.
If you want it tonight, come to my door, take off my clothes, and turn on the red light. I know that you want. I can see it in your eyes. You might as well be honest, 'cause the body never lies.
Tell me your secret and I'll tell you mine. I'm feeling quite sexy and I want you for tonight.
If I
turn on the red light. If you want me, let me know when. I'll be time, but you got to show it. If you need me, I want to see. Don't mistake me, I don't want you down on your knees.
Man, that is sweltering hot. What an amazing song, guys. Their live performance of that song is worth any admission price, trust me. Now, while I've got my funny bone all tuned up, let's head to another jam that keeps showing up on my playlist. And, well, it's an earworm. Now, I usually hate earworm songs. They get stuck in your head, and they're always the worst songs. Now, this one does get stuck, but it's so hilariously awesome, you won't mind. Making another return to the Nerd Groove, here's 2D6 with Satellite High, and I will tap dance on your grave if you don't stop yelling at my cat.
If you can differentiate when to do wrong or go right, don't fight, you're off to a bad start. You know the dick moves if you haven't had heart pieces removed like a native Irulian. I'll take you to school again, cause all this is bullying. It's a yes or a no, a one over zero. You're a dick or you're not, an ass over hero. This mask in my ear, yo, fell from your lips. Talking about Dumbledore and Aerith and shit. And yeah, it's not a lie, yes, you speak truth, but spoilerless face, you're still a douche. John Wilkes Booth, real dick move. Are you Ted Cruz? Another dick move. But dick moves aren't always the worst of stress yet. If you're Melville, a dick move's your best bet. And the best, get axe to provide for what's not great. Ask Fox, they do with a lot. Brown coats and banana grabbers keeping up to tell them where to stick it. We'll let Netflix on dick it.
Shit, a dollar more on the showcase, bro. That's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
Mess with you, know a chin, insult flow.
That's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro. And when you don't hail to the cloud, it blows. That's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
And when you forget your lines at the non-call show,
that's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
In the 10-item line, and I'm getting mad glares, but you know I don't mind, cause I'm an expert on dick moves, bro. And I'm in the fast lane, but this dick moves slow. I'm making people mad when I turn with no blinker. Rapping Bugs Bunny, man, ain't I sinker? Next gen consoles, first in line, and I got fat stacks, so I'm buying all nine. You might be peed, but you best believe that I make dick moves with my heart on my sleeve. Hip hop heads hate life and strife, and they hate it even more when you're rhyming knife. But hey, that's life. Now hand me the knife. We're out of peanut butter, man. So much strife is what I feel. I leave banana peels where people step on them, then slip for real. Because I'm a dick and I make dick moves, but you still nod your head to my big dick grooves. Cause the biggest dick move, you don't listen to words that were written, then were spitted from the 2D6 nerd.
Did you pick a dollar more from the showcase, bro?
That's a dick move, bro. Dick move, bro. Mess with you, know the gen.
the time one man rebels against the system with his dick moves.
You're a loose cannon. We can't have your dick moves on the squad. You're off the team.
Yeah, whatever, Chief. You even gonna tell me what kind of dick move I did?
You're the best rapper in the business, but you gave it all up and hung up your hat. That's the biggest dick move I can even imagine.
Starring DJ Stuck Down a Mineshaft at Satellite High.
Walk up in the club like, what up? You're a huge dick. Type of bullshit making people on a cruise sick. Sick, no, you think stabbing backs making moves slick. But talking shit to basic bitches ain't a new trick.
Gucci, Gucci,
Louis, Louis, you ain't a king, man. Dick move when you're talking like a swim fan. You a dick con artist with a flim flam. Dick move, telling people why you fuck with them, man. Dick move, pretty sure we never met. But my name is in your mouth above the internet. Dick move, shock fans, you ain't getting yet. Dick move, strut through a show like you ever said. You addicted, you addicted to doing all the shady shit I predicted. Hate the dick moving ass has a sink in. Talking up your record, but it's stinking. Dick move, cock blocking at the bar. Dick move, change the radio, I'm rocking in my car. Dick, 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 as fuck as do you are. Ain't a star trying to make my life hard go away.
Yeah, but I'm more on the showcase roll. That's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
Miss with Genova Chan, insult flow.
That's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro. And when you don't hail to the cloud, the glass, it's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
And when you forget your lines at the Nerdcore show, that's a dick move, bro, dick move, bro.
Good job, Cliff B.
Thank you,
DJ. You can move on to the next stage now.
Sweet.
Oh yeah, that's in your head now. Comedy is such a huge part of nerd music. And I love to see artists that are marrying the different styles of the genre. I'm also a huge fan of new artists on the scene, especially ones that have been influenced by past or present nerdy artists. Such is the case for the UK's The Fifth Sister, a real fan, now making herself some fans of her own. Releasing a second EP this year, her songwriting and style are unique, but clearly influenced by the artists that she likes. She's made an impressive amount of growth herself. Her latest includes an homage to the inner mind of a fangirl, and it's a brilliantly written song. I'm delighted to bring you All Aboard the SS Fangirl by The Fifth Sister.
Between the
who you're meant to be. Can't take the suspense anymore. On the edge of my seat, you embrace, you lean in close. Could this be the moment? God damn it, kiss.
Great job again, Lauren. You know, you should think about coming to the States and touring. Maybe you could catch up with one of the hardest working artists in the genre, Adam Warrock. Adam is amazing, and I've featured him so many times that I'm just going to set up the song. I frequent adamwarrock.com so as to hear all the goodies that come from that fine site. One day, I saw a Shaun of the Dead song there. Now, maybe you don't know that I am a huge fan of Shaun of the Dead and the films of Edgar Wright. Well, now you do. Anyway, here's the song. It's called Shaun by Adam Warrock.
You know, I like having him around. He's a laugh.
Well, because he can impersonate an orangutan. Oh, fuck, I doodle-do.
I'll leave him alone.
All right. I admit, he can be pretty funny on occasion. At that time we stayed up all night drinking apple schnapps and playing Tekken 2.
When was that?
That was 5 years ago.
Put your hands in the sky if you don't love going to work. Going to work. Put your hands in the air if you got a little red on your shirt. Red on your shirt. Wave your hands side to side if you don't want to die tonight. Die tonight. Now, make some noise if you know you ain't living your life right.
Yeah, what? To every mall employee, heavy barista, look around you. What surrounds you? Apocalypse? Don't say the Z word. Get to the Winchester together, then get us never. So I never got a better job, never figured it out. Could have been a better boyfriend, made that girl my spouse. But I just drank and smoked and wasted my time. But now I'm in my prime, I'm blowing minds, the undead kind. Just a regular guy with a regular name. A regular group of friends, things sort of stay the same. Day in, day out, go to work, drink, and pass out. The world's ending just as my day's beginning. Listen to white lines, watch the news report. Strange stuff sort of happening around here. Go down to the corner store for a cornetto. Put your hands up if you want a cornetto.
Put your hands in the sky if you don't love going to work. Going to work. Put your hands in the air if you got a little red on your shirt. Red on your shirt. Wave your hands side to side if you don't wanna die tonight. Die tonight. Now, make some noise if you know you ain't living your life right.
Yo, forget about it, your best friend's turn. Your mother's gone and hope is lost there at the Winchester. Back to back, spin around and take some swings. Aim for the head, don't let them get closer. Man, I wish I lived a life of something bigger, something better. But the best thing I can do is just stand strong together. Everyone that lives through will see tomorrow. And everyone else who didn't, eternity follows. They call me Shaun of the Dead, but nothing matters now. Cause now my shirt's covered in red, something sadder now. What's left but some lasting regret, that's all you get. Debt is a job and just some debt you work to pay it down. Put your hands in the sky if you don't love going to work. Going to work. Put your hands in the air if you got a little red on your shirt. Red on your shirt. Wave your hands side to side if you don't want to die tonight. Die tonight. Now make some noise if you know you ain't living your life right. Right?
Eugene delivers again. You really ought to check out adamwarrock.com often. You keep it strong, sir. Now, this next artist is continuing to keep it strong as well. You know I have a soft spot for nerd punk, no doubt about it. It speaks to me. So I have another fine entry for you on the Nerd Groove. Once again, from the impressive Thundering Asteroids. I love the way these nerds rock. Here's a great track that's been burning up my ear holes from their latest album, It's called I Don't Want to Be a Superhero by Thundering Asteroids. I told you, I'm bringing you the best nerd songs from all over the place. Thundering Asteroids hail from the U.S. Pacific Northwest. And our next artist hails from Canada. The Canucks are really embracing nerd music in a major way. This support is leading to some pretty amazing music coming from the Great White North. So what if we took Canadian nerd rappers like Ambition, Beat Mason, Chocolies, Fresh Kills, Ghetto Sox, Ginzu 333, Jay Busy, Jesse Dangerously, Johnny Hardcore, Mr. E, More or Less, Civilian, Thesis Sahib, 10 Buck 2, Uncle Fess, and Word Burglar, and made a Canadian supergroup. Too late, they're here, and they're called Backburner. They just released a second album called Eclipse. It's amazing, and you should check it out. Here's a track for your pleasure. It's called Idea Junkies, and it's Backburner with Megaran. Drop it.
That's a good idea.
If you listen, it's a damn good idea.
Hungry, dysfunctional, junkies.
Exceptional, professional, it just don't stop.
When I first started rapping, I had one idea, and it was set in my mind very confident.
Hungry, dysfunctional, junkies.
Exceptional, professional, it just don't stop.
I'm into spitting in interviews, dinners for two, with hip women who do spinning and swimming the nude. Not dissing you, but my idea, prison's a cruise. Stuck with all the pricks and rubes I'm never listening to. You know who's beginners who keep getting it screwed. Who? You know, dudes would go to winners and lose. Who's Werberg? You didn't get it misconstrued. Been flipping for a minute, giving riveting news. Kicking it too, hitting loops with considerate views. Riffing on interludes, helping you finish your booze, living proof, like sipping gin and juice in your living room with sicker moves and tripping ludes with physics and rivers crew.
I'm kinda sick of all the talk, you allegedly a menace while your squad's falling off like a leprosy convention. You sweating cause your fam will be eventually undressing at my crib, buzzed in like a Jeopardy contestant. Oh, how romantic, you send her flowers hourly, meanwhile we out of town about to shoot a shower scene. Socks, motherfucker, you can say I'm out, the truth's chewing on a fuzzy peach, she's sucking on a sour key. Packing the shows up, my pack bout to blow up and burn your ego like a waffle trapped in a toaster. Wolves back burner, team burger, Twin Peaks, Alpha Flight, Swamp Thing, Science, ooh-wee.
Me and the team just fiend for drum beats, Crocodile cause the steez is Dundee, King Kong cause we be so Bundy, the ones in my dungarees. Me and the team just fiend for drum beats, Crocodile cause the steez is Dundee, King Kong cause we be so Bundy, the ones in my dungarees.
Fiends for drum beats, idea junkies, don't want the fame but I need the money. Stone cold killer, might flee the country, choke on the loose like the IKEA monkey. Shit's bananas, can't get the man to panic, suckers wouldn't get the picture in a panoramic. Lamp in hammocks, pampered by a lot of girls, wet bandits leave them dripping like it's Waterworld. Kevin Cars, raps with wolves never lost, we string them up till the bleeding stops with menopause. Handle bars, jaws drop then applause, quit my job ever since been a boss.
I can do anything, I taught 12 year olds, I washed dishes and I used to sell heroes, and now I travel the map with a rapid attack that's so damn matter of fact it leaves some flat on their back when they happen to rap. And doubting me brings the beast out of me, my team gets respect like Bret Hart in Calgary. Rhymes the bottom line, showing what you got inside, sleeping on me's like water rides, not a vibe.
I know some people don't know what to make of me, nice guy on a mic and in real life blatantly not giving a fuck about your trends, I can plainly see you don't care either, good disguise to get ladies, G, you can just have them, can't fathom which STD you gon' pass them, just passed on destiny. You could have fulfilled, killed in effigy for not killing a stage page sentence, no clemency for career rookie rappers, no chromatics, just a palette so small all they rock is metallic blue. Callous dudes pretend to kill people for the sake of entertainment, I don't blame them, make no paying rent with attitude.
Me and the team just fiend for drum beats, Crocodile cause the steez is Dundee, King Kong cause.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We be so Bundy, the ones in my dungarees. Crocodile cause the steez is Dundee, King Kong cause we be so Bundy, and the ones in my dungarees.
I gotta tell you, I think that's really brilliant.
It's a great track. Oh, adding Mega Ran to that mix was like dropping a second bomb on top of an already exploded bomb. Awesome. Seriously. Get Back Burner Eclipse. Now, when Cyfried began our work on our collaboration album, Co-op Mode, we had many discussions with other artists at Nerdapalooza 2011. Specifically, we talked with Zealous One, Dr. Awkward, Juggernaut, and Kevin from a little group known as the Boss Fights. Turned out we were great admirers of each other's work. Our bond grew stronger with our West Coast counterparts as we literally co-wrote the title anthem of the project. It's why Dr. Awkward is so very special to me now. So as another small way of making up to him by not featuring him more on the Nerd Groove, I'm going to bring you that track. Here's Cyfried and the Boss Fights with Co-op Mode.
Larry has entered the arena.
the blocks with my Glock and two socks. Logging in with my clan that's gonna bust your shot. Your team cannot win in this fight. It's so far. Fragging KS Fate, who thinks it's Mario Kart?
Finally got my pad and connect. Now I hit one button to begin. Which button is X? Building up my game of score. Bring me joy, running like Leroy. Guess I'm gonna be the decoy.
I'm reloading again, the checkpoint to defend. Team kill, I got stuck, but now I'm flanking again. Your team is one, may not be a family. I just cheat-bagged your mama, slice the throat of your dad.
I'm in the life pen, but I still ain't hurt. I'm dodging bullets like a polygon of Wyatt Earp. I hear them talking, guessing they didn't know. Y'all should've left me alone. You didn't think I had this game at home.
You popped right up in front of me, and for your trouble, got a bullet look out of me. The boss fight's got a back that you will never see. Headshot to the dome, dynamite for the trees.
On the attack, we got your back. On the attack, we got your back. This is go out mode. No time to reload. Go out mode, go out mode. Go out mode, go out mode. This is
alive and stride into the area with tongues are tied. Slip and slide, time jump from body to mind. This hybrid, we're ripping, keeping all the focus of crime. Outline my back, it's a tag team affair. They got up a body count and they wanted to share the flares. Yes, prepare, face is set to freeze. Cause we are the ones shooting all the arrows and knees. Please disregard all damages dealt and taste. Lickety slip from the crack of my belt. I felt a little like you should see what I mean. Boss fight, sound off, now we step on the scene. Target sighted and we're geeks united. Dipping them in the batter, then deeply side-frighted. Tearing through the trainers like victory road in hand. Going on me cold, this is co-op mode.
Brothers in arms, we are the chosen. We have begun to rebuild the broken. We forge ahead and walk down this lonely road. Welcome to co-op mode.
This is co-op mode.
Certainly amazing to work with those guys. I am sorry that they have ridden off into the sunset now, but who knows? Never say never. But for now, that one song will have to suffice. But we could have easily written several albums with the Boss Fights. We love you guys. So let's check in on the world of internet-only boy bands. That's a thin field, but one jumps to mind. The Grammar Club with Beefy and Shell Riley are that band. Someone should maybe figure out how these guys do what they do. If they toured live, they would annihilate arenas. Here's another amazing track from Bioavailable featuring Wheelie Cyberman from Optimus Rhyme. Here's Last Good Day by the Grammar Club.
A stick of fork in me, mama, that was the last good day.
cash and never save the receipt. Queuing up to the buffet with a couple of plates. Then one day they say they ran out, I say they made a mistake. I cut my losses, hold my profits, then move on to the next. Because I had you when you're pretty and I have no regrets. I gotta blast off, take off till I'm free in the clear. Keep them distracted with some actions, gotta stir up some fear. And then I'm moving with a redhead with a world of potential. A down payment, what I'm making, you are only your rental. Don't get mental, sometimes sacrifices have to be made. And let's be honest, man, who really wants to stay in this place? So while your lovers, they can love you till you're dead and you're gone. And so long, thanks for all of the fish, au revoir.
Stick a fork in me, mama, I'm done. That was the last good day on earth when I lived there. Now it's all become a war because of you.
Gotta ride it out like graffiti. Gotta keep it obvious, okay? No debating the deeper meaning. I want, I think, I get to use it up. Swallow it whole, don't chew it up. Devour, diminish, demolish. I'm not finished. Set them up, knock them down. Feed them up and then bleed them out. Chop, chop, chop to divide them. Keep them medicated, don't excite them. Follow the light, believe the hype. Don't look outside, it's heated now. Call this a myth, wait a bit. You'll suffer then, so believe me now. Get up, it's really see. Everybody knows that I got to eat. I got ego, I got needs. I wanna make another mouth to feed. I wanna call it a new TV. Y'all want it all, give it to me. Gonna build my legacy with an octomommy pregnancy. Let's breathe, let's hatch, let's pop them out and then spread around. We need a match, we built it up, so let's burn it down. I love you, you're just my type. You're so perfect, you're so fine. I will use you, eat right through you, ruin you, make you mine.
Stick a fork in me, mama, I'm done. That was the last good day on earth when I lived there. Now it's all
when you were alone. Say you're beautiful before guys like me came along. It was plentiful, bountiful, then enjoyable. You act like I'm the only one who really made it horrible. Mother Gaia's such a martyr, but you burn yourself. Can you blame me just because I wanted something else? When I was born, you say I never have to worry, so I didn't. Now you act like you're the one that's in a hurry, birdie.
Breaking no sweat for the truth, don't want it. Can you put your finger on breaking no sweat for the truth, don't want it. Can you put your finger on it? Breaking no sweat for the truth, don't want it. Can you put your finger on it? Breaking no sweat for the truth, don't want it. Can you put your finger on it? Breaking no sweat for the truth, don't want it. Can you put your finger on it?
Awesome jam from my favorite internet-only band. You know, I would have liked to have seen Beefy while we're in Seattle, but maybe next time. I did get to perform in a show featuring a Seattle-based band that I have a lot in common with, Kirby Crackle. They just released a brand new album called Mutate, baby, and I already have a few favorites. The song I have for you is from That Hot Newness, and it's called The Day My Powers Arrived by the always terrific Kirby Crackle.
A year ago, I woke up in the morning, put my feet upon the ground. Tied my shoes to take a run, headphones in and swimming in the sound. My walk, it quickly turned into a stride. A day like any other, except for on this day, my powers did arrive. Started with a burning hand. I yelled out loud, somebody help.
exploding star, cause my ears rang loud from the crashing of the cars. Just when I was sure that I would burn, the heroes I had read about showed up so glad that they found me first and said, I know you're scared and unprepared, you're not the only one, I swear, who's ever been afraid or felt this way. I know that there's a plan for you and everything you're going through. I'll stay with you, my friend, as long as it takes. Six months back I woke up to a rumbling jet, sounds beneath me, cigar smoke and sulfur loomed. A brown haired girl, she ran right through me. I knew it was time I should heed the call, but darling, was I ready? Not at all. Standing over me, said nothing good would change until I took a stand that I would never see. He said, I know you're scared and unprepared, you're not the only one, I swear, who's ever been afraid or felt this way. I know that there's a plan for you and everything you're going through. I'll stay with you, my friend, as long as it takes. Yesterday I received the call that a girl grew 30 feet inside a shopping mall. I flew here as quickly as I could, cause I know how you feel in a way that no one could. When the voices come at night, remind yourself that you're made of starlight, and the worries in your head are the drums of a life that you're gonna have. We're all just scared and unprepared. I know you're scared and unprepared, you're not the only one, I swear, who's ever been afraid or felt this way. I know that there's a plan for you and everything you're going through. I'll stay with you, my friend, I'll stay with you, my friend, I'll stay with you, my friend, as long as it takes.
Another great song from Kyle and the Boys. Be sure to check out Mutate Baby, because it's an awesome album. Speaking of awesome, MC Frontalot is just that. I have any number of songs by Front on my playlist at any given time, and I've brought you several from his latest release, The Amazing Question Bedtime, already. This time around, I'm going to play an older track that just happens to be one of my favorites of all time. It works on so many levels. Here's MC Frontalot and his Inspired, Indier Than Thou.
I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people. Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou.
I'm so indie that my shirt don't fit. You wonder out loud.
Sounds a lot, yo, why you come so ill-equipped?
Because being all prepared to get on the mic is selling out. And I'm not even about to relinquish indie clout. I look confused like I just got out of bed. The rhyme style reflects this. Use my overdeveloped sense of irony to deflect dismissals exploding all around me. Unpromoted, don't know how you found me. Soundly situated in obscurity land. Famous in inverse proportion to how cool I am. And should I ever garner triple-digit fans? You can tell me then there's someone I ain't indie a thing.
He's doing it.
Indie I be, ain't an obscure rapper out there who be indier than me.
He's doing it.
Indie and how, come not near to me, for I be indier than thou.
He's doing it.
indie indeed. If I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream. Indie I am, you're all the better for the front a lot to leverage his brain.
I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. These are a smoke in my nose.
Delving deep into my letterbox when I discovered fan mail for MC Front. It kinda hovered before my vision. I made a decision to open it up. It said, yo, front a lot, you suck. Well, I was worried for a second that I started to earn love. Seeing all my indie points burned up. Next you know I'm meeting pop stars and stretch cars. Doing the soundtrack to the Wendy's tie-in with Jar Jar. Paying rent, owning things, suing Kazaa with my best friend Sting. It's like a nightmare, yep. Cause that ain't nerdcore. No. And yes, I'm indier than thou within my nerdcore. Flow. If you're slow on the uptake, I'll lay it out. Hipsterism is a religion to which you gotta be devout. You must be seen as in between, unpopular and hated, or else get excommunicated.
He's so
indie I be, ain't an obscure rapper out there who be indier than me.
He's so
indie and how, come not near to me, for I'll be indier than thou.
He's so
indie indeed, if I were on an indie label, you could call me mainstream.
He's so
indie I am, you're all the better for the front a lot to leverage his brain.
He's so indie.
Man, I love that song. It's a real favorite, and I'm glad to share it with all of you. I got the chance to meet and talk with Molly Lewis on my trip out to Seattle. She also sat in on the Nerd Music panel at Emerald City Comic Con with me and my bandmates and Kyle Stevens. I had a wonderful time, and we fielded some really good questions from the attending fans, but I also fell in love with Molly's music. From her ukulele, she makes miracles. Here's the incredible An Open Letter to Stephen Fry by Molly Lewis.
Your heart is promised to a man, and so I have no hope to win it. But consider my proposal, sir, if you can find a minute. I think the future of our species would be better with you in it. I know you have your problems, and maybe I have mine, but you should leave someone to carry on when you have turned to dust. Plant your genome in an infant, sir, I think it's only just, and you would need someone to bear this child, a woman you can trust. I'll put my body on the line. Oh, Stephen Fry. Let me have your baby, you would be amazed what science does these days, so think it over, send along your seed. I am ideal for this position, which I hope you will not doubt. I've got those childbearing hips hear so much about. I have permission from my boyfriend, and he'd like to help you out. I know it isn't much, but it's what I have to give. And I don't drink, and I don't smoke, and I eat all my leafy greens. I'll try to go to bed much earlier. I'll get all my vaccines, and I'll put headphones on my belly, and I'll cut back on caffeine. I'll hang an iPad in the crib. Oh, Stephen Fry, there's no reason why you wouldn't want someday maybe to let me have your baby. And I'm in my prime, so you've got loads of time. So when you're ready, send along your seed. You deserve to reproduce, and I was built to procreate. I hope my womb can be of you. Get over, I can wait. And one day, if you're sure of it, then I could be your surrogate, please. hard to breathe, so send along your seed.
Such beautiful songwriting wrapped in darkness and spread over a great joke. Be sure and check out Molly's discography online because she's pretty darned awesome. Well, that's going to wrap up my portion of another episode of The Nerd Groove. Don't worry, there's still four more songs for you. Now I'm going to be seeing everybody at the movies, literally, because there's so many movies coming out right now. So I'm on my way out to do that. I'm going to leave you with these grooves while I'm leaving. The first one is from H2 Awesome, and ever since I saw the new Joker shots from the upcoming Suicide Squad movie, I was already thinking about Heath Ledger. Then I remembered H2 Awesome made this great song called Why So Serious, so I added it for you. I cannot stop listening to the Near Future album from I Fight Dragons. It's just horribly well made. It's such a great album. It really is a good one. The track I have for you is called 18, and you're welcome for that one. Another jam I had to include for my friend Dr. Awkward is a Star Wars-inspired jam that he did on his last album called It's a Trap. And it's dope. That's why I put it on here. Last, but certainly not least, it's the Canadian band Press Start to Play and a groovy pop rock jam called Portal to My Heart. There you are, 20 songs. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please tell your friends about the Nerd Groove and Nerdy FM, which now has an app for Android and Apple. That way you can listen to nerd music all day, every day, anywhere you are. I'm Dr. Vern saying so long and thanks for all the fish.
A knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that, no, not one bit. So with me watching, he takes it to her laughing. Right inside my mouth,
Mr. Gamble.
Let's put a smile on that face. I'll fix that for you. So if her watching, he takes it to me laughing.
Here and I'm finally free. I got no one to do and no one to
got it all.
I got nothing.
18 is a funny age. You got so many dreams and an empty page. I got it all because I got nothing.
That's a sidekick, free of the system. We lurk in the black. You cop before you realize where you're at. Screaming,
drop, 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 drop.
It's a trap on the attack. A cutthroat captain, the crew got his back. Let the flag hang black, black, black. Let the flag hang black, black, black.
It's a trap. Grab a ship like it's just for fun. Tell me, Cap, how quick you make the castle run. I'm a pirate, I love to do dirt. There's no question, I always shoot first. The first to blast back, that's the first to get the jettison. So here's a sack, everybody throw the credits in. In a hurry, hurry up, we ain't got the time. Cause my mind on my money, money on my mind. Not a Jedi, never had a master. Only force that I need is a blaster. Blast past the trash, I'm the prize of the sector. Ransack the crew like the virus and vector. Independent, I answer to myself. Only in it for the women and the wealth. Free of the system, we lurk in the black. Now you cop before you realize where you're at. Screaming,
drop, 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 drop.
Level unlocked. Greetings, programs. Chuck here from SciFried and Nerdy FM. I'm giving you guys a super bonus round of two more songs. The first is from a band full of nerdy goodness. Warp 11 is from California, and Captain Carl and the crew have been making Star Trek themed rock tracks for a long time. First time I heard The Ballad of Bones, it was being played by future drummer of SciFried Jim Frederick at a little gong show at a sci-fi convention here in Orlando. Little did we know that day we'd end up creating Sci-Fi way back then. And to finish off this bonus round, we have a track from Supercommuter called Natural Immunity featuring Stumblebee. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Groove, and we'll see you next time.
Had a job washing dishes at an old bar and grill. After hours I'd drink like a fool with a mighty good friend who just happened to bartend his way through medical school. He was a young Starfleet doctor, about fell off his rocker when his assignment came in. Country boys born and raised at the stars we did gaze. The next morning he left stinking of gin. Well, McCoy, my boy, come mix me a drink. Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink. And we'll cry till we laugh, and we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend I ever had. Spent many a year in danger and fear on a sailing ship beyond the stars.
So imagine my surprise when I heard he had died in his bed 50 million miles inside of Mars. Well, McCoy, my boy, come mix me a drink. Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink. And we'll cry till we laugh, and we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend I ever had. This old bar gets lonely around this time of night. Lonely's why I'm drinking for two. As I scrub out the stains and mop up the goo in the home to the only bones I ever knew.
Damn it, Jim, let's pour one more round.
McCoy, my boy, come mix me a drink. Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink. And we'll cry till we laugh, and we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend I ever had. You're the best drinking friend I ever had. You're the best drinking friend.
It's wonderful, terrific, great. Let me explain in a specific way. One day, rolled out of bed, everyone was gone. Didn't really get it, what was going on? It was nothing big, it was something small. Itty bitty bug came and killed them all. Somebody like me lived through natural immunity. Woohoo! I never really had any friends or close family. You might see a tragedy, me, I'm living in a fantasy. Nobody in my business, so happy that I lived to witness this. Just missed one tiny little perk. Home delivery, it no longer works. Vaccine. They needed people like me, but I would tell them that I had a fever. No need for poking on me. I don't want a neighbor with immunity. Seems like they were always fighting. That's why I never really liked them. Alright then, now we're talking. Walking with no homeless dude stalking. No bums or spare changes. Man, I love these dead strangers. Most did it fast, some did it slow. Ultimately though, all had to go. All these people but me, that is. I'm alive, that's all that matters. Plus I've never been a picky eater. Everything I need is in the freezer. Woo! There's one new development. Even me feeling benevolent. Vermin, there's a lot of rodents. Honestly, I've had some pleasant moments. No fear, you can see them sprawling. Right here, there's a dozen crawling. So near, I can pet them all in. Each year, watch them all evolving.
Thanks for listening to The Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.